the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So today, having tasted but a little of the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ along with his disciples during Lent, we come to this wondrous account of the first eyewitnesses to his resurrection from the dead. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, with heavy hearts that were full of grief and anguish over the horrendous death of Christ, went to anoint his body with spices they had prepared. And while they were in the depths of darkness and seeming hopelessness over their loss, I mean, they didn't even know how they would be able to move the stone from the Lord's tomb, a huge earthquake in the middle of all this took place, and an angel of the Lord rolled the stone back and revealed himself to them. They were faithful to the Lord Jesus even after he died, and their reward for their faithfulness to him was that they became the first witnesses of the resurrection. All of their anguish and despair was swept away by the power of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Their faithfulness in a little thing, that being their visit to his tomb to anoint his body, led to a blessing that words cannot adequately describe. But a greater blessing was yet to come. They had encountered an angel of the Lord who miraculously opened Christ's tomb so they could go in, and he told them to go tell the disciples of Christ that he had risen from the dead. So in obedience to the angel, they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy. Here we see their second act of faithfulness, which brought their encounter with the Lord Jesus himself. He told them not to be afraid and to go tell his disciples to go to Galilee to see him. These humble and faithful women were eyewitnesses to the resurrection of Christ and bore good testimony to that fact, even to the future apostles. Unfortunately, in this passage, we see another response to the resurrection, which is that of disbelief on the part of the chief priests and the elders of the Jews. When some of the guards who had been guarding the tomb of Christ witnessed these things, they went to tell the Jewish authorities. These guards had been so fearful that they became as dead men. They knew what they had seen. But these Jewish leaders, instead of being repentant or even looking further into the story they had been told by the guards, paid the guards to make up a lie, which refuted their own testimony as well as that of the two Marys. In a sense, we could say that this account of the myrrh bearers and the soldiers provides us with a contrast of two possible responses to the entire gospel of Jesus Christ, including the accounts of his resurrection. One is to believe, and the other is to disbelieve. It really is that simple. A little later, some of the Lord's disciples struggled with believing the myrrh bearer's account. Notably, Thomas, who had not seen the Lord subsequent to his resurrection, and stated that he would not believe until he touched the wounds of Christ, when the Lord appeared to him and commanded him to do just that, that is, touch the wounds, his wounds, in his flesh, the Lord told Thomas, "Be not unbelieving, but believing." Today, my friends, our Lord Jesus says the same to you and to me. Be not unbelieving, but believing. The choice is ours. Belief, faith, trust, these virtues arise out of hearts that are humble, faithful, and thankful to God for all things. As we deal with the realities of this pandemic, let us look to Christ, entrusting our very lives to him. The darkness of this illness will give way to the light of our resurrected Savior, as will every other force of darkness that confronts us. The Lord would say to you and me today, do not be afraid or unbelieving, but cast your anxieties on me and entrust yourself to me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.